Hi, I'm Tara Stubbins. I'm a celebrity assistant, certified lifestyle manager, and time management expert. You can find me at takeiteasyconcierge.com. And thanks for listening to the Rockstar of Real Estate, realestatepodcastshow.com.
Five, four, three, two, one. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Thank you all for tuning in, and I wanted to make sure you guys are right up to speed on what is the most important document in a real estate transaction. So in a lot of cases over the years, these kinds of questions come up. What's the most important thing to be concerned about? And there's something that you all need to know that is about, you know, as simple as it gets, but it's so often overlooked, and it's something that you can't be too careful about. So the most important document in a real estate transaction, according to Bob Aaron, real estate lawyer and Toronto Star property law columnist, is a land survey. So important for you guys to all know what a land survey is, in case you've either never heard of this before or never seen the one for your property, because there's something that you really need to know as far as how the process knowing what land you own, how much of it is actually your own. And this is something where a lot of people don't really do the homework that they need to do for this kind of stuff. And I really wish that more people would do the right amount of homework. Obviously the one big thing that a lot of people don't know is that approximately 49% of all properties in the GTA area have hidden boundary issues that could flare into a neighbor dispute or legal action. This was a 2014 study done by CRISMAR, KRCMAR Surveyors Limited. And this is something that a lot of people sort of overlook, and unfortunately they don't understand fully how much this could possibly, affect, your day-to-day life. And this is just a matter of, very simply, if you are in a position where, you're not sure if your fences are in the right places, specifically, you don't really know which property, which property you own. You don't know whether that shed that was built is built on your property or not. So again, this is really important for me to repeat this. So I'm going to repeat it again, and I'm going to give you some added information. So 49% of residential properties, again, have hidden boundary issues, and as much as 99% of fences in the GTA are not on the property line. This is also something that you'll see in a lot of local community groups, and you may have dealt with, again, on your own properties, depending on where you live. So it makes more sense, or makes more sense than ever, to be in a position where you are in a position of power. So I'm going to give you some of the key points for why, as a buyer, you're going to want to have a survey to review, or at least the option to research. And this is the best part about what I do, and I've been doing this now. Again, before I was in real estate, I was a property owner, and I bought a home in East York with a mutual drive. So if you've ever seen a survey for a property that has a mutual drive, it's confusing as hell. But it's something that you definitely want to know, how much of that driveway you can use, if it's a right of way, all sorts of stuff. And especially with parking in many areas, especially East York, you want to make sure that you're actually getting parking and that it's yours, or that you've got the right, access to a certain part of the property that you own. And just make sure that when you're buying it, that you're following, again, there's four main things you want to be able to do. So first of all, a survey plan helps you confirm what you see is what you get, because when you buy the property and you find out later on that maybe you didn't get what you thought you were getting, it has more to do with what you see is what you get than anything else. So you want to make sure that you are seeing everything and that you are actually reviewing paperwork. That it's even possible, by the way, when I've bought properties with clients and I've had access to certain information that the sellers didn't even know. The sellers weren't even aware of this. And I actually have written about this as well, that one of my clients who bought a property before working with me ended up finding out that they were 2 feet short on the width of their property. When they actually got the measurements, when they actually did the research, when I helped them do the research, instead of a 17-foot frontage, they only had a 15-foot frontage. So you can imagine that would be pretty upsetting, and it should be to anybody who finds this stuff out. And it was totally something that could have been researched before with their previous agent. Needless to say, they hired me after that. I helped them sell the property again, as you know, in the right way. And I've, you know, been able to help many others do the same. So number two, reviewing the survey plan with your agent and a lawyer helps you identify potential boundary issues before you commit to an offer or final purchase. Again, the best lawyers are the ones that are always going to be willing to review your paperwork before you put in a bid. And these days, you know, you have to be pretty fast about it. So having all this information and giving you access to everything that you can have before you make that offer is important, because you might only get one shot. Also, a survey plan will help you understand ownership interests, for example, encroachments and easements, and the implications of any boundary issues. For example, a neighbor's fence or shed could be encroaching on the property, or an easement may conflict with your plans for the backyard. For a lot of you right now, your backyard is your sanctuary. You basically, and this is always been the case for me, where the backyard is the cottage and the front of the house is the house. For me, once I leave the back of the house and I'm in my backyard, it is my sanctuary. It's always been that way, but for a lot of you right now, that's again even more so the case. And for those of us that don't have cottages and things like that, this is really important to have a backyard that you know is all yours. So it's really important for both of us to sit down to go over this. And I do this with clients with properties that even that they're not going to buy, because they've got so many access to files, surveys, topographical maps. There's all sorts of things that I have access to. And the big thing about this, obviously, is that, you know, so many people, when they're, you know, when they're in a process of doing this, they don't always do the homework. And I mean, if you're not in a position where you understand that there are various types of plans, there's not just one type of survey, there's various types of plans that you need to be able to be familiar with. For example, it might be a plan of survey, it might be a topographic plan, it might be a plan of subdivision, it might be a reference plan, or it might be a surveyor's real property report. It might be any of those things, but it's really important that you guys know that the person that you're working with actually understands and can help you understand this stuff. Because really, if someone can't explain a complicated matter to you in a simple way, then they don't understand it. It's a very simple rule. Now, lastly, there's a couple things that you as sellers, and I already brought up one example of helping a seller make sure that they were, you know, dealing with the actual property they own, not, you know, a made up amount. If you look at listings as much as I do, you'll see that in some cases, you'll even see in the square footage area, some people will say as per seller, or worse, as per previous MLS listing. So if you want to define lazy in Webster's dictionary, that is it right there. There is no excuse for, especially for square footage, when it's on a government database and you can at least access it for reference and you can make note of that. Might not be 100% accurate, but it's a hell of a lot better than as per seller's estimate or as per previous MLS. That to me is, again, such a lazy thing and such a liability. So think of those two words together. If someone's being lazy, and I can send you a a list, a dozen links to cases where, laziness in terms of preparing has made for a lot of problems all across the city. And if you need those links, just let me know. I'll send them to you. So the things that you need to remember as a seller is that full disclosure of all relevant property information is the key to protecting yourself and ensuring a smooth transaction. I want you to be able to walk away at the closing table and have everything that was, supposed to be talked about with the house, everything you knew, everything disclosed, in fact, over-disclosed. And that's sort of been my working practice from day one is over-disclose. It's way better to say too much than not enough. Nothing will slow a sale down like a potential buyer's last-minute discovery that you have an unresolved boundary dispute underway or that your fence, shed, deck, or driveway is encroaching on a neighbor's property. This is not something you want to find out that, that just popped up on a title search, and it could literally derail the deal or cost you a lot of money if you want to keep it on the rail. If everyone is aware of the as-is condition of the land, it can help minimize expensive consequences to both parties and limit any trailing liabilities for the seller. That's the one thing you don't want, is you don't want this following you around for 2 or 3 years after the sale is over. And again, because of the fact that I've been focused on making sure that I know as much as I can about the property, more than the buyer, more than the seller, it's something that I've had a lot of success with over the years. And lastly, if there is a survey plan, if you do have a survey plan, if you do have some sort of a survey in your possession, it's a very important thing to include that. And it helps tell, and it helps, explain to the buyers that there are no hidden boundary issues. This will often reduce the number of conditions on the offer and does encourage better bids. So you will get a better bid out of it. So if you haven't, and this is something I've told people to do, if you haven't, if you didn't get a survey when you bought your property, consider it the next investment you should make. You should get a survey done of your property, especially if it's detached. But either way, whether it's semi-detached or detached, you want to be able to make sure that you are giving a clear title, clear survey to someone so that they know exactly what they're getting. And it's important for you to know this as well, only an Ontario land surveyor can provide legal boundary advice and opinion. Not your 14 friends on Facebook, and not even any realtors can give you any of that legal boundary advice and opinion. So don't go on a Facebook group and ask, what can I do with my fences? You're not going to get the right advice there. You're going to get it from someone who does this, again, as a, as a professional. So I can connect you to an Ontario land surveyor if you need, but that's who you're going to need. And existing historical survey plans are a snapshot of the time of a property at the time of the survey. So if it's a 1930 property survey, chances are it may or may not be accurate. So for that reason, it still makes sense to have a new property survey performed. And it can take, I believe, a week or two. It probably cost about $1,000. But again, in the big scheme of thing, it could be the difference between, a smooth sale or a very rough one. So thanks for tuning in on this property survey post podcast. And if you've got any questions, by all means, connect with me at realestatepodcastshow.com.